May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the gospel lesson, once again a portion of the text. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So far, the text. What do salt and light have in common? I'm sure as you just heard the gospel lesson for today, since it is so familiar to us, we sometimes overlook the meaning, the depth of the meaning of these words. Because salt is so familiar to you, isn't it? Whenever I remember about salt, I remember in my childhood days that when the food is lacking salt, I always run to the salt shaker. I add some more salt, and it tastes so good. But you know, when Jesus told this story or this lesson to his disciples, I am sure he was communicating to them at the level that they could understand. But he gave us so profound of a message that it takes generations to grapple with the meaning of these words. So I am going to just ask you, are you the salt and the light of the earth? Let's just talk about salt. There are a number of uses for salt. For the first few things that I can mention are that salt is good for preserving food, especially when you are in areas where there is no much refrigeration. You use salt to keep the food fresh for the following day. Otherwise, it will spoil very, very quickly. So salt is used to preserve food. The other use of salt is also it helps the body, your body and mind, to absorb the nutrients that we need to have a healthy body. I'm sure there are some health professionals in this building this morning, so if I make some mistake about the health issues of salt and all that, just forgive me. It's just a layman speaking some medical language. But at any rate, what food, salt does, it is helped to absorb the nutrients that you and I need. So without it, we'll be in trouble, don't you think so? So salt is very important. And the other thing is that it also helps to balance the water level in our bodies. By the way, I was just blown away when I heard that our bodies are about 75 to 80% water. Have you ever thought about that? And salt has that ability to moderate, to balance the amount of water that should be in our body. When we are lacking of fluid, it helps to absorb it so that it stays there to give us the balance that we need. So salt is very important, isn't it? I also have to confess that I had to Google, as I was preparing for this sermon this last week, and what I found out is salt is used in more than 14,000 ways in our daily life. In fact, I found out that salt is used in bleach. So if you are using bleach for your laundry or to clean your house, just guess what? There is a little bit of salt in it. Salt is used in so many ways. In fact, if we look at the pie chart, what you will find out is that only 6% of salt is grade level for food level grade. Only 6%. 94% of salt is used in so many other ways, and the industry gets 68% of it. So salt is used in so many different ways. The other thing is, I just found out that salt was also used as currency in the ancient cultures. In fact, in places like Ethiopia, it is still used as currency. They will bring salt and they will buy your grain using salt. So it is very important in the economy of our society as well. In fact, if you know the word salary, it comes from the word for salt in Latin. That is important. So salt, you are the salt of the earth, aren't you? Let me just talk about this. I'm going to ask you these questions, and I hope that you will be gracious to me and answer my questions, because I'm here just for once in a while, one Sunday in maybe a year. So you can tolerate this idiot here standing in front of you this morning. How many of you have served in the armed force? Raise your hands. Let's give them a hand. I was in the army also when I was back in Africa. I know an army without conscience can go amok and cause a lot of destruction. Instead of being used to protect the weak and the needy and preserve peace in the land, an army without conscience could be a force for evil. Instead of protecting the weak, they could be used as a force to abuse and exploit the poor. We know this, don't we? We know it. But you, my brothers who serve in the army as Christians, you are the conscience of the community that you serve. That makes you the salt of the earth. I'm not just lifting up the army as the only vocation that's critical that highlights the word salt. I am just making an example that all of you, every single one of you, as you are engaged in the community, you are, my friends, the salt of the earth. Absent, without you, the world has no taste whatsoever. But more importantly, the presence of Christians in the community is that we are the ones who absorb the nutrients, the spiritual food that they need. Because by word and deed, by who we are, we proclaim the gospel, the very, very food that every human being needs so that we may have life. So you are the salt of the earth, and you should never forget this. Well, the other object that we also are reminded of today is that you are the light of the world. If you can see in that slide, you see that the sun, this small object, is about 150 million kilometers away from the Earth. I just did the calculations. If you multiply that by 0.621, that gives you more than 93 million miles. That's how far the sun is. Now, if we were to take these artificial lights away, do you think we'll get light? Absolutely. The sun is shining brightly this morning. In fact, not only that, it warms our body. How is that a small object from way far away, 93 million away, is able to give us the light that we need and the warmth that warms our bodies and our hearts? It's amazing, isn't it? But let's talk about light. If you go out and on the sunshine and expose your skin to the sunlight, what do you get? You get vitamin D, don't you? Or at least the things that help you process vitamin D in your body. And what vitamin D does is it is the building block for your what? For your bones. So the mere fact that I'm standing here and walking and talking is that my frames are strong enough to carry my weight. You see how beautifully the Lord has knitted us together, and He has put everything that we need, even 93 million miles away, which we call the sun. But more than that, the sun is also used. How many of you eat vegetables? I hope you all do. I hope you all like your broccolis. And don't be like President George Bush, who didn't like it. But I'm sure Barbara has taught him how to enjoy broccolis. But you know, all the things that we eat, the vegetables, the fruits, and the grain, and all that, needs sunlight to grow and be fruitful. Doesn't that boggle your mind that God has put all these things far away so that you and I can even have our daily food? You are the light of the world. If you look at that slide, I'm sure what you will see is the sun is way up there, 93 million away, but there is the moon closer to the earth. And all of them are coordinating, one for the day and the other one for night. And when the sun is not facing you, the moon is reflecting the light that comes from the sun. And we are watching the full moon today as we speak, and you see the light reflected from the sun. That's beautiful. It is something that God has created for your enjoyment and mine. You know, I just couldn't help myself but think about this. When I think of salt and of light, of the sun that gives us this wonderful light, I say, it's not what they do, is it? It is who they are. God has created them the way that they need be, so that the salt even doesn't know that it is the salt. It is just a salt. And the light that shines this brightness doesn't even know that it is giving us light. It's just what God has made it to be. And the same way also, God has made you who you are, the child of God, chosen by God, redeemed by Christ, and created to be the salt and the light of the world. If you remember the story of Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah, God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and he goes there and he says, well, I have to tell Abraham that this is going to happen. He goes, talks to Abraham, and Abraham learned the art of deal making a long time ago. So he says to God, what if there are 50 people in the city? Would you spare the city? And God said, yeah, I will. Just find me 50 people. Abraham scratched his head and he said, how about if there are less, 5 people less, and we have 45 of them? I will sell the city for the sake of the 45. 30, 35, 20. And he went as far as 10. And God said, yes, I'll save the city for the sake of the 10. At the end, Abraham, he couldn't go any lower. he had run out of the bargaining chips. You see, what this is we can pray for the city, and when we pray for the city prospers, and if the city prospers, we shall prosper with it as well. So that is how we become the light and the salt of the earth. But more so, also, what this reminds us is that we as Christians, as we live in those communities, not only through our prayers, by who we are and how we live, we become the salt and the light of the earth. So as we think about Valentine's this week, it's a good segue to how you and I become the salt and the light of the earth. My brothers and sisters, it starts at home. Don't make it just this global kind of I concept with forgetting what goes on in the house. Husbands, this is a reminder that in this vocation, we are to love our wives. We are to do all that we can to protect them, to defend them, to make their lives comfortable, to help them to trust us more day by day. That is the role we have as husbands. As fathers, we are to be the reflection of God the Father to our children, so that when they see us and when they experience life with us as fathers, they will know what it is like to live for eternity with their Heavenly Father. And mothers, it is also goes without saying, you are to do the same. Love your husbands. Love them and respect them. And do everything that is within your power to make their lives comfortable and honorable. This is not much to ask. That's how God designed us to be. For those of you who are not married, there is no excuse for you either. You know, you are a brother, you are a sister, you are a cousin, you are an aunt or an uncle. In all our station in life, we have the way to touch the people that are around us. And when our family is constructed in that way and guided by the light of God the Father, our neighbors can't help but see what God is doing in our lives. So it is one family at a time. One family at a time. So on this day, as we talk about the salt of the earth and the light of the world, I want to remind you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is possible only if God lives in us. I am hoping that you were overwhelmed by this, because looking into my own life, I can just say I have never been the perfect husband that I need to be, or the perfect father that I ought to be, or the perfect brother that I need to be, or the perfect neighbor that I should be. So if I look into myself, I see all these blemishes. I don't see the salt or the light. But this is, my friends, possible only because of Him who's in us. Now this video.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your. If you stop me up, if you stop me up, thunder.
Now may the peace of God that passes all our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.